Hi, welcome to the cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who are apparently going back to school. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
Seen by I Beat It First.
I forgot about Chris. That was crazy.
Who's Chris?
I'm so glad.
Who's this guy over there?
Introduce yourself to the class. We got some new students here.
Sitting there over in the corner.
We would not be good at being.
All right, just sit down.
Speak louder, you fucking nerd.
We would give this poor girl a larger complex than she already. It would just, if the three of us were there in part of her, like, reverse harem or whatever it's called, were there, we'd just be like, hey, lady! Ah! it would be so bad.
They keep picking on me, and everyone's just like looking at it like, man, these guys know how to flirt.
All of it.
Come to our class.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Okay.
In case you forgot, because we've been gone for so long, we have watched season one of Secrets of the Silent Witch. We didn't mean to be gone this long, but holidays happened. Weddings happened, and just random trips overseas happened, and, you know, all that stuff. So, sorry, guys.
Yeah, happy 2026. We made it.
Happy 2026.
We're still watching anime, so we're still around. We're still doing that. Sorry for the delays, of course, but we're definitely back on any kind of schedule. I don't know. We're three adult men with very different families and lives. Like, it's just like, it's going to be what it is, but that's fine. It's fine. We missed you. We missed you for sure. Aw, so cute. Too kawaii for
kawaii.
So kawaii. So kawaii. All right. So, the plus side is, with this long delay, Gashikuta actually finished, so the next anime is ripping, raring to go.
Cool. We'll be able to finish that one, I guess, too. I don't know. Like, all right. So, Secrets of the Silent Witch, what we just finished.
I should read the synopsis.
Yeah, do that. So we can all get caught up. We've been gone for so long. Yeah.
In case you guys forgot, because you expected us to have this out, like, a month or so ago. Secrets of the Silent Witch. Humans couldn't handle magic without chanting until Monica Everett, the Silent Witch and one of the Seven Sages, made unspoken magecraft possible. Painfully shy, she enjoys seclusion. One day, Lewis Miller, the barrier mage, delivers the king's order. Go undercover at a prestigious school for nobles to guard the second prince. Get ready for her silent mission to begin.
You said season one. Is there a season two? I thought this was just a...
Not on here, now. But okay. Who knows? Like, the prince doesn't... Like, at the end, the prince doesn't know who she is. She's still at the school. There's a chance... Like, they left it open. So, I'm just saying season one. Mm-hmm. That's why I put in the title of the podcast, episodes 1 through 13, just in case.
Yeah. I mean, all right. I'm just going to rip the band. I did not care for this anime,
but Jason did not like it.
I did not care for this at all. So I mean, like, and I've heard people say really good things that they're like, oh, you know, if you like Frieren, you'll like this one. If you like, you know, other more story driven anime, you'll like this one too. And I'm just like, you know, that's true if there's like any kind of like hardcore character development. And I had a real hard time really finding any hardcore, because the whole point of it is that she's just like a nervous ball of energy, and it's just like, oh, I'm so smart, but I can't really do anything, or it's hard for me to socialize. But you fucking do it every single episode. It takes you a minute, but you do it. And it's just like, okay, that'd be great if it was like some kind of like then advancement to it, like, oh, okay, I can do whatever, or I just did not see it. And
that was the reason,
it was very subtle, because I think I think they were going for the whole like autistic angle and stuff like that, but it's just like, it was not there for me. I wanted a little bit more to come out of this.
I don't really think that they were going for like an autistic angle, just like the super shy angle. And the problem is that the character development for that is like very slow and progressing throughout. But it's like at the beginning of it, she can't say anything to anybody, basically. She
but can she barely breaks it in the first episode. She like no,
but she
breaks
can, she can barely whisper to her to Lewis, who she's known for years. But by the end of the season, though, she's able to stand up for herself, other people talk in a crowd, things like that. So it's not the most development.
She did that by episode two. She was talking to her friend. She went up.
I'm talking about everybody at like the whole chess tournament thing and everything like that. Like she stood up for herself. She stood up in the crowd, like, and actually like said things and was confident enough is the big thing.
But she did similar stuff to that before she broke
kept doing
her
baby kick. Steps.
No, because she like I'll give you she took two steps forward and one step back. Like, but that's what was bugging me. It was just like you had your breakthrough moment, and I get it. It's not just like, oh, I talked to somebody. That means I can talk to everybody all the time now. I get it, it's not like that, but it was just at the same time for this to be such a slow burn, there wasn't enough for me to be like, ooh, this is interesting. It was very much just like, will she talk today? Her name's the secret silent witch, but yeah, she does talk today. Okay, well,
yeah.
Let's find out how she talks this time. I don't know. It was just like, I wanted there to be like something else. Now, the parts I did like was obviously the trauma parts, where it was like kind of explaining a little bit more about why she was silent. That to me was like, there's the story. Like when she finally got her dad's book at the bookstore, I was just like, finally, some actual story. It took 13 episodes, but we actually finally had some regression. Because only thing that ever had me be like, sit up and be like, oh, this is interesting, were her flashbacks to her father being lynch mobbed. Like that was the only time.
Burned at the stake like a witch.
I know, right? It's like numbers, man. What is it? Pie bullshit.
We like magic here.
Yeah.
You can't put any actual rhyme and reason and logic into magic. No, it's just random energy that you wield with your fingertips.
You can't. It wasn't another seance. What's the seance crap?
So that was another.
Were you communicating with the devils at devil speak?
Yeah.
You brought it up and you reminded me another thing that's open-ended for the next one as far as like something else, because the bookstore owner was her dad's friend and she never said anything, and she even acknowledged that. So if there's a season two, like there's other parts of that to explore, like more back in her past and information about her father and everything like that they can do there. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm saying that I'm a whore for slice of life anime. And while it's not a great anime, I did enjoy most of it watching it.
Chinebrio. Oh, God. Fun, light, love, life, and Chinebrio or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Like that to me was like a perfect example of the slowest of slow burns, slides of lives, where it has your ups, your downs, your interesting parts and stuff like that. And it was just like the will they, won't they of, you know, finally falling in love or whatever and stuff like that. At least it was like building up to that. You know, this one, I felt like that.
And
it had humor
throughout the entire thing.
A whole bunch of humor. I mean, it was so fun to make fun of her for all of her disabilities. Where this one, you just kind of felt awkward the whole entire time and felt bad. And I get that that's more the feeling that was going on here. But there just wasn't like anything to like, I didn't feel like we were ever progressing some. Like even the relationship with the prince felt extremely forced. Like just like over the top, like he is there just for you. Like there's nothing else going on. It was just like, why would he even, it made no sense to me.
Doesn't really go in there other than be a love interest.
Right. And I mean like even like the final episode, especially when she just like has a glass of, I'm assuming wine. They only talked about juice the entire time, but I'm assuming that she finally had wine and then she stripped down and got into his bed. It was just like, would you kick a beautiful squirrel out of your bed? Well, okay, only if you didn't want to be creepy. And what'd you put on me? Some jewelry while I was passed out? That's not creepy at all. It was just like, it felt so weird. It was just like,
I just wanted to paint her like one of his French girls.
100%. I mean, it was just like, it could have been. I mean, I get it. I like the reverse harem and all that stuff like that. I don't even know what it's called. Like, is that misogynistic?
It's still a reverse harem.
It's called a reverse harem. Like, I wasn't sure if
That's mm-hmm. the regular term, because a harem historically was always pool of women for a single man. That's just going back to the whole thing. I mean, it's, you could say like any girl could say my harem, but when you talk about it as an outside source, you say reverse harem.
I'm cool. And also, we learned something today. I'll take that as a win. All right.
You know.
All right. Cool. Cool. So yeah, I'm down for like the whole reverse harem thing. Like, some of the characters in there were fantastic for that. Like the blue-haired guy that was like the student body president or whatever. He was prime
vice
time.
President.
Vice president,
the,
whatever. Yeah,
because the mm-hmm. prince was the president.
That's right.
The mm-hmm. guy with the ice magic. I loved mm-hmm. that actual story. Like finding mm-hmm. that small little arc that they had going for him and finding out like backstory. Because then I guess the big thing is that there wasn't, maybe the piece is there wasn't a whole lot of progression for her, but there was progression for everyone around her. Well, except for that bitch that befriended her and then tried to kill her. But that's beside the point. And like, literally, you find out like she's been setting her up for bullshit for like two episodes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what the fuck? But yeah, his whole thing was actually great. I loved that one. The trauma from the other school and like that fucking piece of shit guy.
Oh, Bernie?
Yeah.
His arc was dumb too. Like, you know, they're just like, hey, you know what? You're a piece of shit and a piece of trash, and don't ever mm-hmm. be friends with her because she's just a trollop and a barnacle mm-hmm. that's sucking parasite off of you. So fuck her and all that stuff like that. And then like 2 seconds later, be like, well, you are the secret witch, so you're cool.
You did save my life, so
yeah. That was more. It was that they saved. And well, she did say she did like do the whole thing of like, no, I did it. It was because of you that I did it, and blah blah blah. But you mm-hmm. got angry and left before I could tell you. Which it's the same thing as every fucking movie and every fucking mm-hmm. show. People don't communicate, and that's why there's problems. Yes. Shit, it happens in real life too, though, so I see why they put it into the movies. But it's like, communicate, people. If you're pissed off, say you're pissed off. If you have a rebuttal to that piss off, then say your rebuttal. Let them know everything. People need all the information so that they can make mm-hmm. a good judgment call.
No, just read my mind if you cared about me. Like, it's bullshit that I have to like tell you how I'm feeling. Because you should just know that right now.
When mm-hmm. Shannon and I started dating, it was like 2 weeks in. And I said, I'm not a mind reader, hun. Like, you want mm-hmm. something, you tell me you want it, I'll do it. But I'm not going to sit here and try and decipher all these little itty bitty like clues that you leave behind, and then I didn't pick up on one of them, so I didn't piece it all together. And then she's like, that's fair. I'm like,
hold being married.
Well, no, but that was when we were dating. That was like right when we started dating. I'm like, just tell me. I'm like, don't expect me to read your mind. Like, you know, just tell me. But I think that was because I'd been in other relationships where I didn't say that, and then apparently there was all this other shit going on in their heads, and then I was an asshole because I didn't know. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You've dated a few Bernies in your life, is what you're saying?
Yeah probably. Much more attractive, though, than him.
But anyway, back to my original point. The fact that we're talking about all these side characters that had maybe one or two episode arcs each, and that I feel like that they had a better connection, better storyline, and better, like, presence in this show than the main character or the main mm-hmm. love interest is what bothered me so much.
What if that was the point?
Sure.
Like, you think that you go in thinking that it's supposed to be her character development, and then like all the shenanigans happening in the school and everything like that are supposed to be helping her, and then that's it. But realistically, it was her helping them through all of their problems with all of their hangups, because every one of them had some fucking hangup. Mm-hmm. Multiple people in there that she helped like solve it in a roundabout way.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that goes with it, however it is. But yeah, she should still grow with it, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the mangaka was thinking.
True. That's a very good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, we're not the manga podcast.
Maybe that was the point.
Yeah.
Like behind their whole logic with it. Who knows? I don't know. But again, I liked the side characters. I think that's why I enjoyed it so much, because there were engaging stories until fuckface. And then, but there was the whole chess thing at the same time as asshole. So like, I was fine with that. But with the prince, though, that whole thing kind of fell flat. The prince, I hated that whole thing. The necklace, mm-hmm. though, the actual subplot for that was supposed to be going on with the cursed necklace and everything. I dug that. That was funny.
The brooch.
That's it. Yeah, brooch. It was the jeweled hand.
Yeah.
Not a necklace. Mm-hmm. I was just picturing it, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's like one of those web.
No, I get you. That final two episodes, I was excited when the dragon magic guy showed up that we'd never heard mm-hmm. of before, which was like, oh, you've never heard of milk magic before? Well, motherfucker, I'm gonna make it come out your nose. And it was just like, that was like, okay, maybe this is the big bad and we're finally gonna get somewhere. And it was just like, nope, 2 seconds, just a headshot from the water bubble and he's out. And I was like, cool. So going into the last two episodes, I was like, okay, obviously I know these are the last two. There's got to be something here. And
gotta be a big bad coming.
Gotta be a big bad. There's got to be something going on. And that was just a cursed treasure island. We found more booby women, which was nice. I was just okay. and going to the brothel was fun because it was just all the awkwardness. That's what 80% of this show was for me, was just all the awkwardness of her and stuff like that.
I love in movies when the super awkward, especially the girl ends up going into a strip club or a brothel, and then you see the whole different side of all the girls just trying to be all nice to her and do all these things for her and wait on her hand and foot instead of being all trying to be seductive and shit. You're like, I don't need to see that. That's the fun shit.
Yeah. But yeah, the Prince was just lame Prince 101. Oh. It was just blonde hair, blue eyed, not mm-hmm. even nondescript. Could have been and poster board over here is he's digging you. It's just cool. Milk toast.
Went down to the posters to the Prince store and picked the first one.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that bitch, though. Actually, no, we won't talk about the friend bitch yet. We won't talk about the friend bitch again yet. Let's talk about the fact that we were treated to both a sundere and I think yandere at the same time in the same person.
She was a fun character. I wish she was in there way more.
I totally hated that she wasn't in over half of it, but then towards the end when she was in it more, they put her in more in pieces and everything like that, I dug her. She was great. I loved her character. I loved the whole juxtaposition, her being able to be this hardcore bitch but inside hating herself because she has to be so mean to the mm-hmm. to the girl that she admires the most. But she's got to play a role.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry, I'll be so fucking mean to you so they won't know.
Oh, in the scene when they're she's sick and she's laying in bed and they're pretending that they're yelling at her and she's throwing all these items and they just pan to behind the door and the girl's just sitting there right up against the door and the maid's got all these things around. She yells again and then the maid throws things down and they both sit there and they giggle. I about lost it because that was great. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, she was a good character. I do wish that she was much more into it. I do wish that there was much more to that story. Because I agree, there's a bigger world here. We didn't get to see any of it. We just mm-hmm. have to kind of guesstimate a lot of it, which is fine. I mean, it's not what the point of this whole story was about, her secret mission into the school, which ultimately wasn't for much. I'm really mm-hmm. to your point, okay, if you just take it hey, it's just a slice of life, it's just this little sliver of this whole big thing, what's going on? It's just okay, everything outside this slice is more entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm bugged by.
Sense. Everything outside of her slice of life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. well, no, because her life is very entertaining just in what she's had to have done in her past, mm-hmm. what she's gone through, even her exile and her doing her research into mm-hmm. numbers and also like that. That's even more entertaining and exciting than her being I don't know how to talk to Bernie.
Yeah, and that's the part that I'm talking about is mm-hmm. that the whole silent witch I can't talk thing. Like mm-hmm. that's the boring part. The rest of her story and everything like that unfortunately was interspersed from the beginning and the end. And none of it really in the center of it.
Right.
That's, I think, the, I think that that was kind of like a big problem for where you were saying, like, not progression, no story progression type set. Because if they were interspersing her stuff in and like tiny little revelations of her throughout her helping all these other people, that might have felt better.
It felt a little bit better. Yeah, 100%. Because, yeah, it was just like, yeah, you're going to talk and you're going to be fine. You're going to solve the problem after every episode. It was like a Power Rangers episode, but there wasn't like a cool new monster to fight. It was just her being like, can I talk today? Like, it was just like, yes, you're going to. I know you're going to. There's no mistake about it.
Oh, there's a plot. There's an assassination plot going on. There's going to be some deep things where we might figure out, you know, who's really behind it or that kind of. Oh, no, she just solves it and she can talk and now we're gone. And that's done.
Yeah. Will she talk? Will she talk? It was that guy. Ah, greatest episode ever.
The bird familiar was great. Every time that she came on, her just like super dryness was just amazing. The cat, I loved the way that they went about the whole like he can turn into human, but he won't be human for pretty much the entire anime. Uh-huh. And it's that she fucking hates it when he's human because it creeps her the fuck out.
Well, that was probably the best part too about the chess art too, which is them praying human like, "What are you doing to my girl?"
Oh yeah, the fake love triangle.
Yeah, we're a love triangle, but a love quad is too much. I've been reading too much romance novels.
Oh man, that the prices, and that's why I say it's like I enjoyed the anime. There was just that dry portion of her in there, but like so many other like little aspects of it made it so that I could watch the anime and not be super fucking bored.
Oh, you know what, you summed it up perfectly there. This anime, good enough you're not bored.
Hey, that's why I'm gonna give it the score that I think it deserved. So you know, it's I that's why I was quasi defending it, but I'm like, it's nowhere near a perfect anime. It's nowhere near
anime.
But no, I enjoyed it.
20 out of 10.
I mean, we still want to like acknowledge what it was, and that's the whole point of this. Oh gosh, we still want to like talk about like what it is and like all that stuff. Yeah, God, super emo Chris, he's coming all the way out now.
You gotta get the rest of that part down, dude.
You got this
section. There you go. There we go. You guys on the audio version of the podcast are missing out on some great emo Chris.
Twitch.tv/IBeatItFirst. Plug achieved.
Plug. I think, Chris, you should go into the office like that tomorrow.
Ooh.
And just see guys? If anyone says anything. Yeah, continually push it away, but then make sure to drop your head down enough so that it comes down again.
I love how like we're all just like doing this.
Yeah. Have Booze give you some pointers. Booze,
yeah, there you go. Yeah, go talk to Booze.
Booze, I need help being emo.
We'd love
to. Can I borrow some records to listen to?
We were joking about that the other night because Ronan's like growing out his hair. It's much longer on the top than it ever was. And he's trying to go for a very specific look. And Chan's like, your hair's getting really long. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, we're going for the full emo look. And she's like, oh yeah, really? She's like, I'm not emo. We're like, nah, but go for the look, man. It's great, man. It hangs down. The chicks dig it. It's awesome. He's like, I'm not emo. It's like, Booze had it down pat for years, man. Come on.
You want to be really old feeling right now? Styles repeat about every 30 years. Guess what's happening in 4 years?
So what you're saying is I'm ahead of the trend.
Yeah, you're ahead of the trend.
It's actually 20 years.
No, it's 30 years because like flannel and like all that shit's like popular right now, and that was in the 90s.
But yeah, but low-rise jeans were in the early 2000s,
and but that's brand new. Yeah, it's brand new, and that's 96 maybe. So
it's true, it may have started then. You know what, I am
well, like work tours back
the return of the low-rise jeans, because mom jeans fucking suck.
They always suck. They always sucked. Although now never that we're liked. Older, I don't know if I really want. Never mind. I'm not even gonna go there.
Well, okay, we're not. We're digressing. We're digressing way too much. But I'm here for the return of low rise or even just regular rise jeans.
Yeah, regular fit would be fine. Girls, women, everywhere. Even if you are a mom, don't wear mom jeans. It's just not worth it.
No. because that's how you look like a mom. And you don't want to look like a mom if you're a mom. Mm-hmm. You want to look like you're not a mom, but still be a mom.
And if you want to look like your mom, then have fun. Go look like a mom. Mm-hmm. That's your choice.
Go move to the Midwest, wear sweaters all the time, including in the summer. Don't you know? Make your casseroles. You gotta have your casseroles and your hot dish.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Chris's hair is like a wet noodle. I'm gonna knock it down.
I mean, we can't hurt or like, you know, make fun of Midwest moms too much. They're like the entire curling part of the US. So they're the ones that keep the American curling team going.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And well, Milwaukee's beast.
Okay.
Crack open
anime podcast.
Beast.
Yeah. Curling. Back to the anime. Anime. Anime podcast. Oh man. I'm trying to think of if we may have touched on everything.
Yeah, already. I mean, I'm not like, I think that like we've talked about before, we don't rehearse this stuff. We don't talk about it prior. We make sure. Yeah, can you tell we don't rehearse?
Jason actually yells at us if we start if we try to start a conversation while we're like waiting for the countdown to end on Twitch. It is like, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm like, don't talk now because I'm gonna say something hilarious and it won't be recorded, and then I won't say it later on because they'll be like, that's what he said. Oh fuck, I fucked it up.
Oh, I messed it up.
I know. I think
you
I messed
like,
it up.
You mean like all the funny shit that we said before I hit record on our meet?
Yes, just like that, because it's just comedy heaven, and then we hit record, and then it's not funny at all, ever. Hence.
That's it. Yeah. There's no humor in there. The record button gets pressed, and all humor leaves the building. We think we're funny as shit, and everyone's just like sitting there, pinching in between their eyes, on their nose, going, these fucking idiots.
Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. I don't want to
unsubscribe. Reload my Twitch subscription.
I don't want to listen to anime anymore.
we don't rehearse this, so like
I don't like anime anymore. This guy's ruined it for me.
You guys ruined anime. Oh, I love it.
If I haven't ruined anime for Ronan yet, then I won't ruin anime for anyone else.
100%.
Fun note, anime related. We started Durarara tonight.
Ooh, fun. Mm. I still haven't watched the second season yet because I'm just so worried that the first season was lightning in a bottle, and I don't want to lose that feeling. Don't say anything. Don't even tell me.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Hang on. So I watched both of them. Did we find out who the leader of the Dollars was in the first season?
I don't remember who the Dollars is.
The Dollars is it was that other gang other than the Colors gangs.
I need to rewatch this anime apparently. I don't know the fuck
the color gangs, like they were like blue and red and yellow, and it's basically like Crips and Bloods type thing, that little pocket of Tokyo. This one that everybody and their mother kept saying that they were in the Dollars and all this stuff, and you're just like watching it throughout the entire time. It's like, what the fuck is going on with all these people? There's a grandma that says she's in the Dollars.
No, I don't think that was in
okay, then the second season's good. Watch the second season too.
That tells me two things already there, Eric. So damn it, don't tell me anything. I'm so worried. Like, just because like I loved.
If you didn't find out who the leader of the Dollars was at all in the anime, you'd be
I don't
so
remember.
Pissed
I need.
Off.
I need to.
I know, but no. I'm just saying. Like as you're watching, it's like you never found out. Like if I just told you that, then you could be pissed at me.
Yeah. Nah. Anyway, but yeah, okay, so Secret Silent Witch
Secrets
thing.
Of the Silent mm-hmm. Witch.
Secrets of the Silent Witch. And the secrets really were that she like was on a secret. Hidden mission, the big secret, and that she's a Silent Witch.
It's like, mm-hmm. okay, two, but they're technically the same.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's cool, whatever. Who's rating? Let's do it. Let's round this up.
6.8.
All right.
Now, Jason and I were professional taco judges. And I go off of the taco judge like way that we do it. And that is you start at a 6 and you go up or down from there. And that's that way then you have like much room to get to and you have placement for the mid stuff, but still good. And you have a huge floor for the shit.
Right. It, which is a good point, because if you just
you have the like Knights of Magic area.
Right.
If the Knights of Magic, like, I think we only even gave it like a 1.6.
I don't even think we even got to rating it because we're just like trash, delete, delete.
These episodes
removed from mind.
Yeah, erase my brain.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, if we gave everything a 1, then like everything would just be not great.
Or if we gave everything a 9,
right? Then... same thing.
Who the fuck do you think we are? IGN? Come on. So anyway, 6.8, watchable. I don't know if it's rewatchable really, because you're not, there weren't any like small little things that you, Easter egg thingies that you may have missed or anything like that. It was straightforward. I'd watch a second season if it comes out. This ended in the later part of 2025, so we have no idea if there's a second season coming out or not. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but not meh.
I opened, when we first got on, I was in the full mindset of a 6 for this. I was just like, to me, this was the same thing as eating a raw russet potato.
That's not a 6.
It doesn't taste like anything, but it makes sure that you're fed. And then after talking it out in a little bit, I was just like, okay, you know, a little bit more. I'll put it up to a 6.5. I'll raise it up just a little bit. Because, yeah, there was a little bit more here that I had forgotten. It has been a while. It's been a wild holiday season. But I was just like, okay, there was a little bit of seasoning on this raw potato of an anime. So I will give it a 6.5 just because, same thing. It was just like, it existed. Like you, like we just said, you summed it up perfectly. I wasn't horribly bored. it was better than staring at a blank wall.
It was just a little bit better than average. Keeping in mind that average for anime is not that great.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
The average anime that we normally watch is a much higher bar.
Very high. Very high. But we're not here to torture ourselves.
But in the grand scheme of anime, pretty low bar.
Yeah, there's a lot of crap.
Like Knights and Magic, just sitting there and just dragging the bell curve down.
Have you looked at what people rate Knights and Magic too? Like, there's people that freaking love it. It's bonkers to me. And
I'm gonna look this up.
I mean, same thing with this one. There's just people that were just like, this is on my top list of 2025 anime. I'm just like, did you watch any other anime this year?
Got a 4.7 on Crunchyroll.
7. Yeah, out of 5 though.
Yeah. Yeah, people love
maybe
it.
We were too jaded when we went into it. No, I don't know.
No,
I don't think we were too jaded. No, I'm not even gonna like.
It's a 7.07 on my anime list.
That makes way more sense because people are like, yeah, because at least my anime list is like more trolly, not trolly. That shouldn't be it, but
well,
yeah.
Their average is like a 7.5. So at least
I feel like everyone on Crunchyroll is just like, it's anime, it's a 5. Like, it's just like, stop doing that.
The weird thing is I still haven't even figured out an easy way to rate.
I don't think you can
on your Fire Stick. You have to do it.
I think it's all on the website.
Fucking computer.
Oh, are we losing Eric?
Uh-oh. Yep. Dang it.
Maybe
one episode. We're gonna make it to one episode.
I mean, the funny thing is that you were still moving and Chris just went out. Oh, so wow. I had no idea. I'm like, is it me? Is it Chris?
Because like you froze for both of us.
Whatever. I mean, that's I beat it first tradition now that we have to have something. And I'm seeing here that chat is talking about Solo Camping for 2. I actually low-key would be interested in watching that just because it did look boring as hell, but could be fun.
In that same vein, both loved
Camping Life, whichever.
Damn it. I had it as I was saying it, and then when I got to the point where I did it, god damn it, I think it was just Solo Camping.
This one?
Right?
With this girl?
Yes, that one!
Yeah, Solo Camping? That. No, it wasn't Solo Camping. Laid back camp.
Oh, yep.
I feel really bad not remembering that because it was a good anime.
It was very soft core. It was nice. It was just like, this is just cozy.
Nothing to expect other than the character development being that their camping got better. They got better at camping. And they did. They got way better at camping.
Our Silent Witch did not get better at being silent. I'm just going to say.
She did not. She actually got worse.
No,
at it. I got worse at being.
Yeah,
Chris, what are you?
Yeah, we didn't. Chris.
Yeah, Yeah, I think I was going to go with the 6.5 as well. I mean, it's watchable. There's good moments in there, but there's no real ideas of an overarching thing going on. But they never really touch on that. They just go, all right, now we're going to go to something else. Bye.
More, it was like watching John Wick without any action. It was just like, there's this whole other world. The Continental exists. But John Wick just decided to talk. It was like John Wick was a psychiatrist.
It's like watching The Continental, which was the show that they made in the universe of John Wick.
Oh, here's your bad guy. Oh, boy, he's dead. All right, let's go.
Really focuses on the bellhop. And that's like it.
Although the concierge was the best. Great actor. Great actor. God bless his soul. Rest in peace. Oh, man. Yeah, so 6.5. Like, middle of the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not horrible. Watchable. Yeah. Not great. Watchable. Not rewatchable. Yeah. Sit down.
Worth watching a recap episode and be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, actually, you know what? No, you can't do yourself a favor because you miss a lot of like the good stories in there, because the shit stories for characters are towards the end. So you can't only watch the recap episode. Can we get a recap of just the ending and then we can watch 1 through 9 and then just watch that recap?
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
All right. Okay, so next, we've talked about it on the last 2 podcasts now. We are going to finish season 1 of Gashikuta, which we watched episodes 1 through 12 already. So you can go back into the previous episode of this podcast and watch the anime and listen to that one. And then we're going to be watching 13 through 24, right? Is it 24? Yeah, 24. 13 through 24. So far, really good. Funny as hell in a lot of places. Action.
We were kind of on the fence a little bit.
All right, not really good. Not really good. Yeah. Good. So far, good. But good. Like, the action sequences are awesome. We all agreed on that.
Yeah.
The animation style is completely different, which I'm here for.
I think I'm more excited that Secret Witch was a little bit of a palate cleanser, because I feel like I was maybe being a little bit too, I'll just say, jaded as well from watching episode 1 and 12 of Gashikuta, that maybe now, after watching what an actual not great anime is, I'll come back to Gashikuta and be like, hey, this actually doesn't suck balls. So I am kind of excited about that change in my mentality. And if I have the time, I will probably listen to our podcast from 2 episodes ago just to kind of like refresh myself on how I was feeling back then and then compare to how I'm feeling at the end of this next month or whatever.
And I'm super interested to see if they do more character development on the people, because there's so, like we talked about it in the last episode, there are so many just fucking trauma stories that they teased at the end of that first half of the season. It was like, that's what I sat there. I was like, I want that. That's what I really want, is like the redhead girl's backstory, more of the big guy's backstory, which was already like heartbreaking within that one too. I want that. That's it. We're going to watch that. I don't need to read the synopsis for you guys.
It's just fun. Watch last episode podcast and give us some likes and views. Yeah.
All right. Smash that like. Jason, go ahead and lead us out.
That's my time. All right. Yeah. So while you're rewatching our podcast and you're just like, wait, where do I go to do that? Well, friend, you go to ibeatitfirst.com or ibif.co. That's ibif.co. And you'll be able to see all of our podcasts, all of them, all 3, really. 2, really 1. I mean, we're all there. They're there. We're trying to keep up with them as best as we can. The holidays did kind of fuck us. I'm so sorry. Go to ipeterfirst.com. You can see all of the work that we've done there, all of our podcasts. We have the Cutscene podcast that you are currently listening to now and enjoying so very much, where we talk about anime and what we're watching. We then also have our ipeterfirst primary podcast, which is just our video game and tech news and general podcast sets with just Eric and I, where we just kind of like yell at each other without listening to each other. It's fantastic. We then also have patch notes. We have patch notes as well, where we talk to small indie developers about their game and the process of building a game. It's actually kind of a lot of fun, especially if you're interested in getting into video game development, because you can kind of hear a little bit more of the backstory and maybe some stuff that they wouldn't say to bigger publications, which is kind of our little trick. But yeah, they're all there. They're all there for your viewing and watching and listening pleasure. I don't think you can watch anything, but you can do it with your mind. You can watch with your mind.
You can watch with your ear.
yes, watch with your ear holes and enjoy them because they are there for your enjoyment. You can also then, while you're listening to all of our stuff, being like, man, these guys are idiots, send us an email at Jason, Chris, Eric at ibeatitfirst.com. Either one of them would be fantastic. Or if you have a podcast, or not podcast, even anime that you really want to suggest, like Chat had earlier requested Solo Camping for Two, please send those suggestions to us via email at cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. We would love to hear what you think. Animes we should watch next, what you think about the animes that we just watched, or any animes we've watched in the past. If you are the person that was just like, Knights and Magic is fucking 10 out of 10 and I will fight you for it, please, dear God, reach out to us. I would love to talk to you. And
but don't recommend another anime for us.
or do. Maybe that's the kind of hate path we need to go on.
I hate myself.
Yeah, exactly. But do that all there. Like we mentioned already, we did our plugs, but I'll say it again anyway. Twitch.tv/IBeatItFirst. We are there. We do record these live when we are doing them. So you can actually get a jump on hearing our beautiful voices and seeing our beautiful faces before we actually publish the podcast live. So, I mean, if you do want to see us sooner, just put up a notification on there so you can see us. For whatever God knows reason you'd want to do that, but it's there.
I missed it, Jason.
What did I miss?
Subscribe and ring-a-ding-ding that bell.
Jesus.
For more notifications and more videos from I Beat It First.
Thank you, Corporate Show.
Oh, and Pee Pee Poo Poo Man will come find you.
All right. Like and subscribe.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us for I Beat It First and Cutscene. And we will see you guys in a month for episodes 13 through 24 of Gashakuta. Bye-bye. I hate myself so much.
That's magic is great.
I wonder how it'd be if you were high.